You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It is a gym class coming your way on a Monday here at KGYM. A hot week. It's already warm. Gonna get warmer out there. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you, joined by Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, in a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And of course, you, the most important component of the equation, our great listeners out there. We thank you for joining us today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union in their 75th anniversary year. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by stopping at any of their offices throughout the corridor, Eastern Iowa and beyond. They are online at dupaco.com. We'll take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports. Plenty to get to. We've got golf, of course. We have a champion golfer of the year to congratulate. We've got soccer. We've got racing. We've got baseball. We got everything. And a little football. A little football for you as well. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Coming your way at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Mark joins me from his home on the southwest side, hopefully air-conditioned. Mark, good afternoon.
Indeed it is. Good afternoon to you, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there. 88 and rising.
101 on Thursday. Woo, baby. And it's not a dry heat. It's not a dry heat. So, hey, we'll get through it. We've done it before. We'll get through it once again. But those people that work outside, man, I feel for you. I feel for you all throughout the summer, but I really, really feel for you this week. As I mentioned, we'll take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports, a little bit of football. Mark will not take a victory lap, but I will. I congratulated him earlier on, and I will do it again publicly here on the program. Thank you for putting my White Sox out of their misery for the year. So thank you for doing that. I don't have to worry about them or think about them throughout the month of August. So thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. I had nothing to do with it other than to watch a 12-inning victory yesterday. I felt bad for Lucas Giolito, who is one of the subjects of our poll question today. We'll get to that in a little bit. But Giolito pitched a heck of a game. And then off to the bullpen it went, Twins scored three in the ninth and ended up winning it. And kind of the story of the Sox season, and actually an excellent start to the back half of the season for the Twins.
Yeah, they've been rolling first place right now in the American League Central and over 500. We are happy to say. Oh, we haven't forgotten about you, Isaac. We will get a World Cup update. We will do that before 4 o'clock today.
Sounds good.
Did you get your soccer fix this weekend?
Yeah, for the most part, I'm good. I also watched Oppenheimer, which I talked about with Spencer.
Oh,
so that was, it's a good movie. It's a heavy subject matter. It's a kind of intense movie. I can't imagine, I talked about this with Spencer too, I can't imagine going from that to Barbie or going from Barbie to watching Oppenheimer, but there are people who did that and they are stronger willed than I could have been, because I don't know how, I think I mentally was exhausted after watching Oppenheimer.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was a lot. Other than that, it was fantastic. I enjoyed the IndyCar race on Saturday. I was able to run the board for that.
I was there Sunday. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Andrew
ran it on Sunday, so thank you to Andrew for that. It seemed like it was a pretty fun weekend in Newton there. So
It was. We'll get to that. And people's, and just thoughts about it. Not the race. We'll talk about the weekend. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Yeah, I'm going to see Oppenheimer, being a history minor back in the days. Could have been a history teacher, turned and coach, but instead went to radio.
Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It's just I'm sure you know, it's a very heavy subject matter.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
So, and Christopher Nolan is not known for being very like light-handed with stuff. If something's heavy, he really plays into it being heavy. So, yeah, I came out of that, and it was a quiet drive home with my girlfriend next to me. We didn't really talk. We just kind of contemplated everything that we just saw for 3 hours.
Maybe you need to go to Barbie tonight.
I think we're going to try to go Friday is the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she went to Oppenheimer with me. It's only fair that I go to Barbie with her.
You're a very good person. You're a very good boyfriend.
You make these trade-offs with things. Like, I get to like watch whatever sport thing I want on the weekend. And I say during the week, you can kind of take over the TV in the apartment and stuff like that. So there will be like some reality something on in the background while I'm on my computer.
You're a very good person.
Good man, Isaac.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Let's start off with the happenings yesterday at Hoylake, Royal Liverpool. We have a champion golfer of the year, and it's someone very familiar with us. He's been in Cedar Rapids. He has been a winner at the John Deere Classic. And, Mark, I was too off. My PGA pick turns out to win the Open Championship, but Brian Harman, the plucky left-hander from the University of Georgia, is the champion golfer of the year, and he put a stranglehold on that thing on Friday, and he never gave it up. Good for him. And tell you what, his third win on tour, John Deere, he's won at Wells Fargo, and now he's won the Open Championship. But tell you what, there was not a chink in the armor of Brian Harman throughout the weekend. A lot of people thought he was going to fade, and he never did.
You're quite right about that. And I actually, 2 months ago, when you picked Brian Harman, I think you were essentially saying, this guy's on the come, watch out for him. And certainly Brian Harman put that tournament away yesterday, took on all challengers, be that as they were. I think nobody got within 3 strokes, but he overcame the weather. He walked straight from the tee to the green and wasn't deterred. Hit brilliant shots, fewest amount of putts in Open Championship history. That's 151 years now. Think about that. But Brian Harman, very deserving, maybe an unlikely winner. I can't imagine the television ratings were too good. The Open Championship ratings never are really good compared to the U.S. Open and the Masters. But Harman was terrific. And actually, you know, he can have a barbecue with Zach Johnson, neighbors in Sea Island, Georgia, and compare notes, because they're both on the claret jug right now. And Zach, you know, 8 years ago when Zach won it, Zach wasn't the biggest guy. He wasn't the strongest hitter. But he did win the Open in 2015. And similarly, Harman got it done this week.
He did. One of the first to congratulate Brian Harman, by the way, Zach Johnson. As everyone saw after the broadcast yesterday. And yet another guy that now you got to talk about on the American Ryder Cup team, right? I mean, the Open champion, the champion golfer of the year's got to be a pick, right? If he's not on the team?
He'd certainly be a strong contender. There's no question about it. You've got the Brooks Koepka thing hanging over everything. Koepka's otherwise automatically qualified, but we don't know if he'll be admitted on the team. But, yeah, anybody who wins a major championship has to be considered. And I mean, there are other storylines as well. Tom Kim at age 20, he's got a bright future. Finished tied for second. Jason Day, maybe people gave up on him. He tied for second. You know, it was, I thought, some very good storylines, even from guys who didn't even win it. And Rahm was right there. John Rahm, after a 63 in the third round, just could not get it going on Sunday. And you have to wonder about Rory McIlroy, don't you? Now been 10 years since he won his last major. Not that he hasn't been close. He's been close oodles of times, but just can't get that next major.
Speaking of close, and this statistic really stuck out to me, that was Jason Day's fifth runner-up in majors.
Wow.
Fifth. He tied for second. You're right about Tom Kim. I think he is a budding superstar in the making. He's going to win a lot of tournaments. Probably the saddest story yesterday was Tommy Fleetwood did not get into contention. He started off, five behind. And, of course, being local, 45 minutes from home. I know on his Twitter account yesterday he congratulated Brian Harman, but said it was, and thanks for the well wishes, but you could tell he was hurting, and he wanted to win not only that tournament because it's the Open Championship, obviously. He's not won a PGA Tour event. He's won on the DP World Tour many times, but it counts as both, by the way, if you do win this. So Harman gets a DP World Tour win, but I felt for Tommy Fleetwood because he had the weight of the world, I think, on his shoulders, Mark. It'd be like, you know, somebody if the U.S. Open was in Cedar Rapids and somebody from Iowa City had a chance to win, is basically what the situation is, or Ames and Des Moines. You get the gist of it, and just Tommy just didn't have it yesterday.
Had a lot of pressure on Fleetwood. He's put himself in contention in many events, but unable to get over the hump. And, you know, think about Harman for a minute, too. In position to win his first major. And from his interviews, he said he completely changed his focus. No leaderboards, didn't get ahead of himself, didn't really think about winning the Open Championship until he hit that bunker shot on 18, got it on the green, and knew he was in good shape. I've never been in contention for a tournament title. But that, you think about it, that has to be really tough.
Especially in that setting, because it is not an NBC feed. It is a feed coming from, I don't know if it's Sky Sports, whomever. NBC puts their graphics on, et cetera, et cetera. They don't have the audio with the crowd like they do in the PGA Tour. There is an awful lot of heckling that goes on at the Open Championship. David Duval, he was heckled all the way to his major championship. It's been chronicled. Brian Harman said he was heckled. It's just kind of the way it is in Europe. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just the way it is. He walked, like you said, down the middle of the fairways. So I think that he could just get away from everything. And good job by his caddy, too. The champion caddy of the year as well. Did you see their videos last night from, I don't know what pub it was, but in true fashion, as you must do when you have the claret jug in your possession, Mark, they were drinking some sort of libation out of said claret jug, both he and his caddy last night.
Yeah, a couple pints poured into that claret jug, and you can only imagine how many times that's happened over 150 years.
Zach's done it. Everyone has done it. Old Tom Morris may have done that. Not saying that is the cleanest way to ingest libations is from the claret jug, but by gosh, if you have it in your possession, you're going to do it, man. Right?
You wash it out, but you don't throw in the dishwasher. I know that.
No, it's not dishwasher safe. 319-366-1600, 3349 on the text line. Plays from the left, but did you notice he threw his ball into the crowd with his right arm? Yes, he is. I mean, Phil Mickelson's same way. Phil Mickelson does everything right-handed, except plays golf left-handed. There are several people that are left-handers on the golf course that, and even on, in baseball, that hit left, do everything else right-handed. And it's just kind of the way. I think with Phil, it was that he was shadowing his father when he was being taught, and that's why he did it left-handed. He does some other things left-handed as well. My old thing is, you don't throw. Why'd you throw the ball in the crowd? Don't you want that one?
I don't know what I'd do.
I'd keep the ball. If I ever get a hole in one, or when I did win a tournament, by the way, I was 17 years old when it happened, but I did win a tournament. I kept the ball. If I ever get a hole in one, that ball is going in a nice place. If I ever do win another tournament, that ball will also go into a nice place. I'm not, very nice gesture, but I'm not throwing it into the crowd.
And you won't be able to find it in 10 years.
Oh, no. I'm finding it. If that ever elusive hole-in-one comes, I am going to find it. 319-366-1600 at 321 here on the Gym Class program. And by the way, PGA Tour, I know a lot of people also from Eastern Iowa, especially Northeast Iowa, going to make their way up to the Twin Cities. The tour is at the 3M this week up at, it's a TPC course up there, TPC Twin Cities, I think in Blaine. So tour is going to be there. It's not going to be the greatest field in the history of golf, but it's still an event in the Midwest in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, and actually another left-hander who won yesterday on the PGA Tour, Akshay Bhatia. What is he, 20, 21 years old?
I think survived 21.
He plays in a lot of tournaments. He may be up there.
I think he will be. I think, and he got full status for the PGA Tour. And we'll talk more about that coming up on Wednesday, Mark, because well, we can mention it. There was one of those rub of the green moments yesterday. And if you are a golfer, you know exactly how this can relate and how it stings at you. And especially if you have a chance to get tour exemption, tour status, et cetera, win your first tournament, which Patrick Rogers had a chance to do. Both of the golfers had a chance to win their first, but on the playoff hole, Rogers hit a perfect drive down the middle. Ball ends up in a sand back of a sand-filled divot. And there is no worse feeling in the world if you're a golfer and you walk up to the ball and it is in that particular position. There's no worse feeling other than maybe a fried egg with in a bunker or plugged in a bunker. But that was a bad, bad, bad break.
It was a bad break, and Rogers ended up hitting his second shot into the rough, and he really had no chance at that point. Is it the rub of the green or the fairway, as it were? Or we'll talk about this on Wednesday. Should golfers get relief from said divots?
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Yeah, Caddy Smack coming up on Wednesday. Brian Haas will join us here in studio. But that is, I felt for the guy. That was awful. That was a bad, bad break. And nothing you can do about it. I mean, you play it. A lot of rules have been changed over the years, Mark. Flag stick in. You can practice in certain areas you couldn't practice in. Take practice swings in before. But you still are not able to move your ball out of a divot from the middle of the fairway. So we'll see.
Andy on the text line, which is 319-366-1600. 1600. Maybe Harmon pulled a Wrigley Field thing and threw the top flight he had in his pocket into the crowd.
Thinking no, but it's a fine idea. But I don't think that's what he did. That's what he did. Hey, Lee Trevino played top flights, man. Still plays top flights. So we can't discourage the top flight folks out there. A range ball. It would have been a little bit shocking if he reached into his pocket and threw a yellow range ball into the crowd. That would have been a dead giveaway, right?
Pretty suspicious.
That would have been suspicious. That is, it's not bad though, Andy. Waiting to hear from our golf friend on the text line at 319-366-1600 that we chat with Brian about Brian Harmon over the year. Hopefully he's listening today, and if not, we'll get him in on Wednesday. Yesterday at Iowa Speedway, we're going to talk about that, actually Saturday and Sunday at the Iowa Speedway, and talk about not so much the race itself, but just goings on. Okay, at Iowa Speedway from the weekend. We'll get some soccer. We got some baseball. We got some football as well. But going to throw it to Mark at this time. Coming up on 326 for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And check them out online at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 o'clock. Patio is open. Might be a nice breeze out there. Was yesterday. And they are local. Try their burgers and fries that are made fresh daily and wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, and bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area or the patio at Emil's Hideaway. What do we have today?
CBS Sports has turned out its preseason all-rookie NFL teams. Two Hawkeyes on it. Sam Laporta, tight end, and Jack Campbell, linebacker. Both of the Detroit Lions on the first team. Riley Moss of the Broncos, honorable mention. Also in the NFL, two quarterbacks have signed contracts. Number two overall pick, C.J. Stroud, has signed a deal with the Texans. 4 years, $36.3 million. And the Colts have signed Anthony Richardson to a four-year, $34 million contract. Both of those individuals have guaranteed bonuses in their contract. In Major League Baseball, we'll talk more about it a little later. One final in the books this afternoon. Detroit has defeated San Francisco 5-1. Midwest teams in action tonight. Kansas City at Cleveland. Seattle at Minnesota, Milwaukee hosting the Reds, and St. Louis out west to take on Arizona.
Tigers are playing pretty decent baseball as of late.
Yeah, they are. So are the Cubs.
Took three out of four from the Cardinals. Still in third place.
Yeah, only three games under 500.
And are they buyers or sellers or do-nothingers? As we come up on the Major League Baseball trade deadline. By the way, thanks to Isaac, we have Joe Sheehan joining us tomorrow to talk a little Major League Baseball. We'll get to some baseball coming up here just a little bit. You mentioned CBS Sports. They also have the ranking of their top 20 Major League Baseball trade candidates on that particular website. Braves have already brought in a couple of relievers, so they're starting to stack things up as far as their bullpen is concerned. And as I mentioned, we'll get some football because we're getting closer. We are a week and 3 days away from the first football preseason game. How about that? And we'll have it for you. The Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets from Canton. And that'll be a week from this Thursday right here on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and have more for you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class presented by Dupaco Community Credit Union. Stay with us. More to come right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we have a hot week up ahead with temperatures climbing up to a high around 90 this afternoon. It is going to be a bit humid as well. We are going to have hazy skies due to wildfire smoke in place, and then tonight we'll have partly cloudy conditions with temperatures dropping into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow is going to be hotter with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low to mid 90s, and heat index values near 100. We'll be in the mid to upper 90s with our air temperature Wednesday, Thursday, and heat index values in the triple digits. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Save big money with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Make sure your business never misses a call with a VTech cordless telephone. It features 2 handsets with caller ID, a digital answering system, and more of the professional features you need for your business. Pick one up for $39.95 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 30th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming up on 3:32, it is a gym class here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate you. So we take it through the 3 o'clock hour presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union online at DuPaco.com. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac with you. And been talking a little bit about the Open Championship, et cetera, but let's get to happenings closer to home. Yesterday, well, in fact, all weekend, the Iowa Speedway over in Newton, once again, brought in the NTT IndyCar Series at the Iowa Speedway, the fastest short track on the planet, they proclaimed, 7 days smile. And I guess to no one's surprise, the King of Iowa, Joseph Newgarden, swept the weekend one Saturday, made a great pass, a double car pass yesterday early on to take the lead that he gave up a few times. But really was never seriously threatened as he won the race over there in Newton on Sunday as well. Wanted to talk with you guys about this, and that is the fact that for the second consecutive year, the folks at Hy-Vee lined up a big name group of concerts to go around the actual sporting event. This is becoming more and more prevalent as far as sports are concerned. It's happened a few times at baseball games, basketball games, a few football games, more often than not, auto racing. NASCAR has done it. Lesser series have done it. And IndyCar has done it, of course, at the Iowa Speedway. Big crowds Saturday and Sunday. I was there yesterday and was hot, but could have been a whole lot worse. Not too bad. There was a breeze. And I think we're going to see this more and more because you're seeing, guys, you're seeing not only the people that are coming for the sports event, whether it be a race, football game, et cetera, et cetera. You're giving them that. You're giving them concert. You're giving concert people a chance to take in the race that they would not see if you didn't have concerts sandwiching the event. From the looks of things, it was a great success yesterday. And Saturday as well, when, I know Carrie Underwood was one that was there Saturday. Who else was there Saturday, Isaac?
It was Kenny Chesney.
Kenny
was
Chesney, thank you. Yep. Thank you. Yesterday was the Zac Brown Band prior to it. That was awesome. They were really good. They were really good, especially The Devil Went Down to Georgia. They played that, and it was rocking. And then Ed Sheeran afterwards, a lot of people like Ed. He's very popular and was terrific. And just wanted to hear people's thoughts about it. Like I said, I think this is going to be more and more in the future. 319-366-1600. What did you think if you were there? If you were not a race fan, did you watch the race and maybe appreciated the race? If you were a race fan and caught the concerts, vice versa, did you enjoy the concerts out there? It's an interesting strategy, but like I said, yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more because the concerts are there, and, you know, especially someone of the ilk of Ed Sheeran, that's a big concert. Am I wrong about this, Isaac? You're young. You're younger than Mark and I.
No, that's definitely popular. Even Destiny was there on Sunday, I believe.
Oh, I didn't see her, though.
Yeah, I know. She was wondering. She asked me how long the race will be. I said 3-ish hours, maybe 2.5 hours.
And it was about 2.
Yeah, I was like, it really depends on if there's, you know, cautions and stuff like that. I said, it's hard to predict. So she was asking because she's like, how long is the race? So I know when Ed Sheeran's going to, approximately when Ed Sheeran will start.
The race was done an hour before Ed Sheeran on stage.
I knew it ended early. There was no cautions or anything. I said, it's like, I can't predict it. So I would block 3 hours because you never know, but it could be shorter. It could be longer than that. So,
yeah.
He's a big name as far as music concerts go, particularly in Iowa, which doesn't get a ton of massive concerts here.
Very true. Very true. 319-366-1600. If you were there, what are your thoughts? And there were a lot of people there. It was a big, big crowd. And I know everybody had to be happy at Iowa Speedway. Mark, are you going for the concerts around a football game or a race or whatever?
I'm mixed on this, Scott. As far as the racing goes, obviously Newgarden was the star. I didn't like Saturday's race because there were so few cars on the lead lap. It was a little better on Sunday, but he was clearly dominant. As far as the entertainment, I think it's a smart move. It brings in fans that might not otherwise go to the race, but they can see the race in between the concerts. I would say this, you know, to bring in Carrie Underwood and Kenny Chesney, Zac Brown Band, and Ed Sheeran, that's not a cheap price tag. These are not lightweights in the country music industry. And I'm sure Hy-Vee or someone underwrote a big part of that. But it's not cheap, not only for the entertainers, but for staging, et cetera, et cetera. I know this from booking a few national acts in my career, and it's tough negotiating with those booking agents. Maybe not so much for Hy-Vee, but I think it's good for the consumer, for the fan. I mean, think about the individuals that won tickets on KGYM. I mean, the price of admission to each concert, both on Saturday, you know, you can't get that if you chose to go to one or both concerts. That was a tremendous value. Where I'm a stick in the mud is like Super Bowls and, you know, NBA All-Star games and that sort of thing. Everybody thinks they need a concert to, you know, tide people over until the actual event.
I'm with you as far as those high-end games are concerned. You don't need it for that. I mean, the Super Bowl is here to stay. I mean, the Super Bowl halftime show is not going anywhere because it brings in, I mean, it's major league sponsored. It brings in a ton of money. It's worldwide now. I mean, the introduction and the announcement of the Super Bowl entertainer is now basically, you know, a date on the calendar that everybody looks forward to each and every year. So
they have concerts 2, 3, 4 hours before the actual game. I'm not necessarily talking about the halftime shows,
right.
Super Bowl, I mean, it just ad nauseum.
Yeah, maybe outside the venue, I don't know. But, yeah, it was quite, I mean, it was as much entertainment to watch the stage being set up or taken down as it was for everything else. And think about it. If you bought separate tickets to, say, in one day, say you went to, you know, Carrie Underwood, you went to Kenny Chesney, and you went to a race, a big-time race like that, and, you know, whether you're a NASCAR fan, IndyCar fan, F1 fan, local dirt fan, whatever the case may be, you know, that's probably the race itself, you know, you're looking at probably $150. So getting them all on one ticket is a lot better deal. 319-366-1600. 4702 is not a fan of any of the acts that were there. And that's fine. I like Zach Brown Band. I am not a big Ed Sheeran fan. I'm okay. He's fine. I think he's extremely talented. That guy is extremely talented. But I'm not the demographic. You know, old man me is not what Ed Sheeran is out there. That's you, Isaac. You're an Ed Sheeran guy.
I know. Yeah, I like him. He's good.
Yeah.
I'm not...
But it was still good.
He's a very talented. I think his name was certainly surprising when I saw that Ed Sheeran was going to be in Iowa performing. He's a very big name in the music industry. And I remember when announced that Ed Sheeran was going to be there, I was like, wow, that's a massive get for Hy-Vee. So like you said, definitely wasn't cheap, but I do feel like you get your money's worth getting three different events that you get to go to. Paying one price for him.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree.
Would have been pretty interesting had Jason Aldean been booked.
Yeah. I would have probably stayed away just because I didn't want to deal with it. Anything, whichever side. 319-366-1600 as we talk about the happenings at Iowa Speedway. And I would imagine, based on the crowd, that going to do it again next year. I have no idea who they're bringing in. Ed Sheeran, by the way, waving the green flag. As you can imagine, Kirk Ferentz giving the command yesterday was very Kirk Ferentz-like, very stoic. No over-the-top, no yelling from Kirk. Yeah, drivers, start your engines. Basically what it was. Caitlin got into it Saturday a little bit. She got into it more, but you kind of figured that would be the case. Kirk was up on the stage, too, with the other dignitaries during driver introductions. And, it was a good time yesterday. Good time. 3:43. That's the racing from the weekend. And, let's go on to baseball from the weekend. We mentioned Mark's Twins putting my White Sox out of their misery as they are now 19 games under 500 and out of it. New York Yankees, very close to last place in the American League East, despite the fact they're 6 games over 500. Houston creeping in on Texas. By the way, Joe Sheeran's going to join us. Did I see Sheeran? Sheehan. I got Ed Sheeran on my mind. Joe Sheehan will join us to talk baseball coming up on the program tomorrow. Milwaukee, half game lead over Cincinnati in the National League Central. Milwaukee 10 games over 500, Cincinnati 9. Cubs still in it. Cardinals took a big hit, I think, through the weekend, although they are in fourth place now ahead of the suddenly very much struggling Pittsburgh Pirates, as Pittsburgh now in last place, 11 and a half games back. I think and we'll talk about this with Joe tomorrow, Mark, but the thing to keep an eye on now is what players are going to be out there on the market. Who is going to be moved at this particular point? And I don't think there's any doubt now. The White Sox became sellers over the weekend in a big, big way. And I told you earlier today, I think the Sox team in 2 weeks from now is going to look vastly different than the one that could be on the field tomorrow. They are off today, thankfully. Lucas Giolito, I think, is going to go. I think Liam Hendricks is probably going to go. I think Tim Anderson has a good chance to be gone. Elvis Andrus. There's talk of Lance Lynn is in the list of the top 20 players that could be moved. I have no idea why, after his ERA is approaching 7 now. That's a touchdown, Mark, by the way. Lance Lynn's ERA is almost higher than offensive points scored by a certain college football team. I'm just throwing that out there. He's probably going to go. Cardinals, do they start moving people now? DeYoung? I think that could happen. I think that could happen in the next couple of weeks.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the trade deadline, which is August 1st. Which player is most likely to be traded before the deadline? Would you vote for Marcus Stroman of the Cubs, Jordan Montgomery of the Cardinals, or Lucas Giolito from the White Sox? Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, Steve Anderson and his team setting up shop Highway 1 West.
Of course, Shohei Ohtani is the linchpin of all this. Is he going to be moved by the Angels? Is he not going to be moved? Lucas Giolito has already been talked about with the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's talk now about the Houston Astros perhaps being interested. The White Sox system right now needs to be replenished. There's no reason in the world why this team that has underachieved for the last 2 years, and even you could say before that, should not be broken up at this point. Stroman's the one that's kind of interesting to me. Cubs are still in it mathematically. They've got a couple. They certainly have a better, I think, shot of winning the Central Division than they do of getting a wild card, but that's still in play as well. I don't know. He's had a good year on the north side, but, I mean, what's that telling? It's a catch-22. It always is, Mark.
Well, it is. And as far as your White Sox go, I know you're perplexed. I frankly am, too, as I watch those three games the last 3 days. You know, you've got to face Robert and Eloy Jimenez and Tim Anderson, always clutch. Anderson's going to help the team if he gets peddled. He's just a really solid, I hate this phrase, professional hitter, despite not having a home run this year. But up and down that lineup, Grandal even, and, you know, on and on and on. I'm just totally confused as to why this team hasn't come together better.
I think you're going to see Grandal maybe moved as well. Perhaps Eloy Jimenez. We'll see. There's still a lot of pieces, I think, that are going to be moved by the Sox. 3:48. We'll coming up on 3:49. Let's take a break. We'll come back. There's a little football news. And no, Isaac, we have not forgotten about you with a little soccer action as well. So stay tuned. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Back with more after this.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere.
Two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million. Make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts. Or join Circa Survivor, where you select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all.
$14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT, and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions, their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Find special savings on top brands like DeWalt. Right now, save $60 when you buy a DeWalt impact driver or drill for just $99 each. Plus, MVP's Pro Rewards members will earn 3 times the bonus points when shopping the Pro Zone. Shop in-store and online today. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. DeWalt off about 717 through 82. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts if any. Valid through 728. Subject to change.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Back to wrap things up, 3:51 here in the gym class for a Monday on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp show coming your way next. Going to have your first chance to win Jeff Dunham tickets. He will be at the Iowa State Fair. Going to have those throughout the week. And listen in between 4 and 6. 319-366-1600. All right, Mr. Isaac. What, over and under was 6?
Yeah. The six.
And Friday night, the United States women's national team did win,
but
by a mere 3-0 score.
Yeah.
Should we be concerned or not?
No. I think there were some concerning things, but I think considering some of the team is pretty young, some of the starters, I guess, specifically was sort of young, and they are still dealing with injuries. I think it was just kind of first game rustiness, maybe, I guess would be the best way. They're still kind of learning how to mesh together. I think the worrying things were finishing was not great. They had a lot of chances, a lot of shots that they should have scored.
Right?
Yeah, 28 and only 8 on target, I think, which is not a good ratio to have. Usually you want to be more like half of your shots are on target if you're going to have that. So you want it to be closer to the 14 mark. And then the worrying thing for me that I noticed was they had Ertz playing as center back. Usually she plays in the midfield. And I'm good with center backs wanting to attack. They're defenders. I'm good with them wanting to go up and attack. But she was drifting out wide at the same time while attacking, while Fox, which is the fullback, was also already playing that wide zone. So when you play a more aggressive team, like we'll see with the Netherlands, that leaves a big gap in your defense there that a team can really exploit if they use that properly. So that's something that kind of caught my eye. I think positives, Sophia Smith looked great. She scored 2 goals, obviously, and helped set one up. So that was awesome. A little worrying that Trinity Rodman got injured-ish right at the start there. That would have really been bad for a team already struggling with injuries. And another positive, Rose Lavelle, I think, changed the game when she came on. She is really fantastic in the midfield. She's coming in injured, so she can't start games quite yet. Other than that, Vietnam played Alex Morgan how I thought they were going to play, collapse on her, not give her any space, and she had to kind of make do and set up Sophia Smith for goals, set up the wingers for goals. And I think they missed Mallory Swanson just because, again, goal output on her is crazy. So some worrying things in attack. I think defense will be fine. I think if they move Ertz back into the midfield and play another person at center back, it won't be such a concern for me. But I'd like to see Ertz back in the midfield as a defensive midfielder, and then like Lavelle and Haran or something like that.
U.S. versus the Dutch on Wednesday.
Yes.
That is potentially a pivotal match because both are 1-0. And as far as the Vietnam game goes, I thought Vietnam played really, really hard and was outmatched, but the score didn't really show it that much. And I think it was frustrating for the U.S. to miss a PK.
Yeah,
when that's almost automatic. But let me ask you this. Can the United States afford to draw with the Netherlands, knowing that the Netherlands still has to play Vietnam and it could come down to score differential?
Yeah, they can draw because Netherlands only beat Portugal by one. So U.S. would have to come out and, I don't want to say crush, but they'd have to put another 3-0 performance up against Portugal, which will be tough because Portugal is a defensive team, so they're going to sit back. They're just going to soak up pressure. So that might be closer to like a 2-0 win for the U.S. I'd like to see them be aggressive and really come together more against the Netherlands. And it is worrying, the defensive stuff, though. The Netherlands are a really high-press team. They like to put a ton of pressure on the ball carriers and people who have the ball at their feet, and so it'll be interesting to see how they counteract that. Again, I'd like to see Ertz back in the midfield and put someone else at center back. I think she's leaving too big of a gap there that teams like the Netherlands will easily notice and be able to exploit. They can't afford a draw, but they have to play phenomenal against Portugal.
There you go. Thank you for the update, Isaac.
Germany looked good. 6-0.
They did. Football news before we close up shop here today. If you were thinking about Nyheim Hines for your fantasy football team, take note, he is out for the year mark after a jet ski accident. I would not be wanting to make that call to your coach or your general manager after that happened, but tough break for the Buffalo Bills as one of their top running backs is going to be out for the entire season. Still problems in Chiefland between Chris Jones in Kansas City, the management. He wants big time money, as we thought he would and deserves to get. Chiefs are not quite willing to maybe sign that big a check yet, but do not let him go. Do not let him go. And hopefully he'll be there on the defensive line, plugging things up and creating havoc when the season starts against those Detroit Lions. That will be right after Labor Day. Coming up tomorrow, Joe Sheehan will join us, and we're going to talk Major League Baseball with Joe. Caddy Smack coming up on Wednesday. Tom Cakert's going to join us live from Indianapolis at Big Ten Media Days coming up on Thursday as well. We're going to have a lot of Big Ten football talk toward the back half of the week. And, guys, stay cool, and we will do it again coming up tomorrow. And have a good night, Mark, and we will talk a little baseball on the Tuesday edition of the show.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for tuning in. Stay with us. Todd Brommelkamp show is coming up next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 3.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.